Today we're going to go over four important things to remember when business-to-business blogging versus business-to-consumer blogging. And if you don't know whether you're writing for a business-to-business or a business-to-consumer audience, well, you have a lot of other issues that need to be taken care of first. But assuming that you do know your target, here's what you need to keep in mind in order to create appropriate content that sells. The first thing is stats versus stories. When writing business-to-consumer blogs, you want to create a connection with your audience that's steeped in the story that you're telling. Personal anecdotes and experiences travel well in business-to-consumer circles, so be sure your content is relatable on a personal level to both you and to your reader. For business-to-business blogs, you really want to back up your statements with stats and data, since at the end of the day, it's more about the bottom line with companies than with consumers. Consumers want a product that solves a problem in their lives, while companies want a service or product that makes them more money. To wit, a company isn't going to buy your product because you tell a story about Aunt Gertrude, just like too many stats and numbers will drive the average consumer to a site with less techno jargon. The second thing is showcasing versus showing. With business-to-business blogs, you want to showcase your success and your accomplishments in your content. If you're not good at this technique, you can simply put this in your author biography at the end of the blog. But it's important that you back up your content with your results. This is how you gain authority in a niche. With business-to-consumer blogs, your three advertising awards aren't going to travel too far. So make your accomplishments more relatable, or better yet, show your customer how they can get their own accomplishments through helpful instructional blogs. The third thing is resources versus rewards. At the end of your blogs, you want to have something of value offered for the reader to take advantage of. Whether this is resources or rewards depends on what type of blog you're writing. For business-to-business blogs, it's a good idea to tantalize with resources such as white papers or reports or PDFs or checklists or ebooks. This is a great way to build your email list at the same time. But with business-to-consumer blogs, offer rewards that add value to your product or service, whether real or perceived. Real value would be, you know, a 50% off code for their next purchase, and perceived value would be access to an early bird offering so that the customer can get the product before anyone else. All right, the fourth thing is evergreen versus events. Business-to-business blogs that are evergreen, that is, don't get outdated or old after a year or two, travel further than blogs based upon current events. While evergreen content still travels far in business-to-consumer blogging, current events tend to do better, even if just by a small margin. A good rule of thumb here would be for business-to-business blogs, write 7 evergreen articles for every 3 current event blogs. And for business-to-consumer, reverse that, 7 current events for every 3 evergreen. All right, so first thing, know your audience. Are you business to business or business to consumer? And then keep these 4 things in mind and make sure you're doing the correct method for whatever type of audience you're going after.